Big highlight, obviously, for the week was the governor's annual budget address, the State of the State, on Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you. I was encouraged when I sat and I listened to the State of the State, and just a few things that I picked up from his speech, and one is that I'm really encouraged that his call for the liability protections, the COVID liability protections, our small businesses, our schools, all these folks really need to have that protection, that liability protection, and thrilled that this is the first bill that gets to his desk. Also, you know, on the economic development front, great to hear that Missouri has moved from 21st ranking to 11th in the site selectors, which means where businesses are looking to invest, to come to Missouri. So we came from 21 to now we're 11, so that means we're on the right track, and more people are looking at Missouri to invest and to bring their families and to be a part of Missouri. You know, another thing that he called for was $5 million to expand and improve broadband. My ears perked up, and I was thrilled to hear it. Would love to see, you know, more than $5 million, but that's a start, and we'll continue to work. That's an area that we really, really need in the 33rd District to be improved, and also full funding of the Foundation Formula for Education. All of those things are important to me, and I was thrilled to see it was part of his address.
He mentioned, too, a lot about how we're doing in terms of the pandemic, and we're in the second phase now, I believe, for vaccinations here in Missouri.
Sure, it's top of mind. Most of people know that the vaccination is available, and I've fielded some calls, and we have been doing some work to make sure that we have a good sense of where we are, what's the status as far as vaccinating the folks in the 33rd. And I can tell you that I've been in touch with the Department of Health every day this week to get the updates. We have also been sharing, there's a great dashboard that you can go and look to see. It's called COVID vaccine, one word, covidvaccine.mo.gov. And it has the latest information. I've been told it's updated very, you know, frequently as to how many people have been vaccinated, just so we can get a status and understanding. You can hover over a county and get some real good trend data, who's getting the vaccine, how many vaccines, things like that. But just want to let everybody know, we know this is important and we're staying on top of it and making sure that folks in the 33rd have access to this vaccine.
This week also, some of the first bills heard in committees this week, among yours in the Agriculture Committee.
Yeah, the first in the Ag Committee to be able to sit before the committee and present a bill. And of course, it's my first bill as a senator, one of many, I'm sure. But we had a chance to present the Foxtrotter bill, which designates the first full week in September as Foxtrotter Week in Missouri. And just to remind everybody, Foxtrotter is our state horse. And it's something that we're very proud of in the 33rd District. And we're just bringing more awareness to this great breed and making sure that people have opportunity to celebrate with us the first week of September.